As you may know, the gallbladders of bears are considered potent medicine in many Asian cultures. A single bladder can sell for over $2,000. Bear paw soup is also seen as a delicacy, costing hundreds of dollars a bowl in some Chinese restaurants. Prices like that have created an illicit international market. It is said that the gall of an American black bear is worth more than its weight in gold or heroin. Given that the bear population in Asian countries has been decimated by such trade, many suppliers have turned towards the U.S. and Canada as a source. While licensed bear hunters in some areas of North America can legally sell bear parts, it's believed most of the trade comes from poaching. Varying degrees of legalized trade in bear parts create a channel for laundering of illegal traffic from other regions. Such free trade zones lend a measure of acceptance to a practice both cruel and obsolete. Now, a proposed Bear Protection Act could create national policy against commerce in bear viscera. It's been the absence of such law that has allowed traffickers to ply their trade through loopholes in state or provincial regulations. Reintroduced into the U.S. Congress, the act now languishes in committee. This has been happening for the past three sessions. It's time to act. Time is short for the bears. The North American grizzly, listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, is being considered for delisting. And it's believed that for every black bear taken legally, more are taken illegally. All this is not only bad news for bears, but for us as a species as well.